trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.
Welcome to The Finish Line with Randy and Ashley, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. The Finish Line is sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs and 365 Grand Club and Properties. The weekly broadcast and podcast is all about the people and their cars, places and events that put the style in their automotive life. And now, putting the style into your automotive life, here are Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento.
All right. Welcome back, guys. It's The Finish Line. Me, Randy. I'm the host. And, it's been about, 7 days? It's Wednesday. Normally, across from me would be the beautiful Ashley. And, today she's not here, so.
Hi, Randy.
There he is. It's almost like you're the neighbor from Tool the Tin Man, Taylor.
Oh, Mr. Who was it? Wilson?
Is it Wilson?
Was it Wilson?
Yeah. I mean,
just the little eyes.
Yeah, if we ever were to do like a show together, I'd want to build like a little fence that all I could see is your eyes. I think that would be awesome.
I like it.
Yeah, so across from me is Matt. No Ashley today, but we're going to go ahead and wrap up the 365 Grand Club, their properties. A huge shout out to American Battery. They are one of our number one sponsors. Got to love Steve over there. If you guys got any battery needs, whether it be for an iPad, your cell phones, car batteries, maintenance, marina, quads, jet skis, solar panels, I think. Check them out. It's 578-9121. Make sure you ask for Steve. Make sure you mention Finish Line. Yeah. Mention the Finish Line. They'll give you 10% off on any of your any new batteries that you buy. So, Matt.
What up, dude?
What's up?
Let's see.
Normally, me and Ashley, we can get through this little segment, but I'm looking at you and I'm like, whoa, I hang out with you a lot, so it's not like I can go.
Well, we haven't talked in a few days, man.
Okay, so what's going on?
But it's February.
That's right.
February. Whatever. Valentine's month.
Right around the corner, yeah.
Which I think is overrated, but that's okay.
We teeter on this, and I'm going to just walk the fence line for 1 second. I think that it is a funded, let's milk more money kind of out of the people holiday.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Like, as with any other holiday.
Yeah, but this one, there's nothing really to it. Show the person you're with that you love them. Buy them all this stuff.
That's like Cinco de Mayo, right? Is May 5th has nothing to do with Mexican independence or anything.
That is true. It's just the 5th day of May, bro.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. It's just
the leprechaun is, it's a character.
A day to be green and drink.
Yes. Yeah. Dude, there's, you think that, well, really, you can't go to Ireland, talk to a bunch of Irish people and tell them that you're not celebrating a holiday that was concocted.
They might get ticked off of you, man.
Well, no. Yeah. They're going to be like, what are you talking about? Or, you know, hey, we got ourselves another day to drink. So, yeah, another holiday. Anyways, Valentine's Day. So anybody out there that wants to spend money on the women and make them feel loved, I do want to throw out there that we are going to hook up anybody for the entire month for February.
The whole month?
Yeah, why not? Because, you know.
Nice.
There's procrastinators. Well, we got winners. We got losers.
That's a good song.
We got procrastinators and losers.
Is that a new shirt?
No.
It looks new. I've never seen it.
Here's the deal, okay? I'm going to break it down to you.
Okay.
I've been wearing a bunch of other people's stuff when I have a closet full of my own shirts that have my own logo on it.
So this is just officially yours?
I've taken a different approach to life and business and everything.
Wear your own stuff?
Well, yeah. I mean, I spent money on it. And, you know, here's the deal. Honestly, you got to look at it like this. Like I said, I'm turning new. I don't do my New Year's resolutions in January or New Year's Eve or January 1. You got to have, you know, leading up factor. You're thinking about everything you want to change the next year. Right?
Right.
And then you have the shock of, holy crap, last year went really quick. You know, these are some like out unrealistic goals. So I always do my like New Year's resolutions like February 1st because that's reality.
around Valentine's Day.
Well, see, no, that's fabricated. I'm talking about New Year's. That's so Valentine's Day. I'm sure doesn't happen like in every country in the world.
I don't know.
I'm almost positive. I'd be willing to bet on that. So what I'm saying is New Year is celebrated around the world, right? So
that's
like,
true.
Yeah. So let's get back to my point of, yeah, February 1st, reality really sets in, right? Sure. You know, I just got done spending, 2 weeks in my mom's house and hate, like, you know, I put on, 10 pounds?
That's true. February 1st, that's a good date, man. So, that's freaking really good because you get all your holidays.
I'm like, oh, I'm going on a diet, New Year's.
All your splurging out the way.
No,
you're
not. Dude, you said New Year's Eve, you're going out, you're doing some other things.
I'm a month into the new year and... Yeah, we're not doing it.
Your first week back, you're still trying to get your bearings, so you got to have takeout a few nights out of the week. And so February 1st, I'm cleaning the closet in my own life.
Okay, cleaning your closet.
Yeah.
I dig it.
So hence...
The shirt you're wearing is yours.
Well, yeah, because
you
clean
out everybody else's clothes.
I'm getting back in line, dude. So, you know, I'm going to do the Steve Jobs. I'm starting to do like a daily journal a little bit and do like.
Watch out.
Not really.
Daily journals.
That's what Facebook's for. But.
Dear God.
But no, you know, I'm doing the Steve Jobs thing. Look, I don't mind wearing blue jeans and my own shirt that has my name on it.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's a lot cheaper and I'm repping my own name. Just In and Out Auto Salon.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's a good thing you're starting to represent it, man.
No, I always do.
You always have shirts helping other companies, I think, a lot more than I see you wear your own. Not that you need to, you know, sponsor your business that much because you guys are pretty busy, you know, around the clock anyways. But it was just nice seeing a brand new shirt on you that...
It's not brand new. It's so old.
Dude, it's so... How many times have you worn it?
Well, the tag,
is this number one?
No way, dude. I got these shirts like way last year.
Right, and I don't think I've ever seen that on you.
The blue one? Because I got like five colors.
The blue. The blue is new.
You know why I put the blue ones? Because I forgot my San Diego Padres hat, and I noticed.
Dude, I'm rocking Giants, bro.
I know, and Cindy, my office manager.
You're rocking the Dodgers.
She's got on to Mondays. Like, all right, well, we're totally chill on Mondays, so we're doing revving baseball.
That's true. It really is.
Well, some fun things that are going on in this show. Obviously, we're kicking off February. It's 20% off. And, you know, we're a detail shop, so we do detailing. We do ceramic coatings, clear bra, window tint, hail repair. It's kind of what we special in. Those are our lineups. But if you've got... I don't know, anything aesthetically appealing to your car. So if you want to change your hood and get it painted, or, you know, you want to add new headlights, tail lamps, or something like that, that's kind of like what we do. You know, we don't do full paint jobs, but if you want to knock out your car and make it look better, that's what we do. So we'll talk a little bit about that. You know what I thought, Matt?
Tell me.
We're going to get into some Q&As. We're going to do what we call rapid fire. It's
like
a little segment that I was thinking about.
Okay.
So I think that'll be fun. We'll get into that at some point. But since we're all over the place, I can't tell you what comes next or what.
I like it. It's a surprise.
Yes.
Kind of like your shirt.
So anyways, guys, you're listening to The Finish Line, which is presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon. In-N-Out Auto Salon. We're the ones presenting this show. We got some sponsors that help us out. We've got 365 Grand in his properties. We got American Battery, Steve over there, and then PPIR, Pikes Peak International Raceway. Give them love. And Havana Grill. And we'll be right back.
And we're back.
Oh, my God. There
that was
go.
My impression of Randy.
No, you're not, stupid.
I mean, it was close.
All right. Well, anyways, you guys are back. We're at the finish line. You cheer me on for those stupid intros.
What, the whole welcome back? Dude, it's like Mexican soccer when they're yelling goal for like a minute and a half straight. Well, that's kind of what I want when I get the welcome back. I want this big, long, out of breath welcome back.
Sometimes I have like the Arsenio. Oh, that one.
Yeah.
So I, you know, fashion's a crazy thing, right?
Okay.
Well, what I'm saying is, well, I think we're a little bit on the cleaner cut side of it, but you know, some people just throw something against the wall and they go, look, it's art. Or they give their horse a paintbrush, and then they smear peanut butter on the canvas, and then when he tries to lick the peanut butter, he paints a...
Calls it art.
Yeah, like a $2 million painting done by, like, Mr.
A horse.
Ed.
Yes.
So I was going through some things, and I was I come across an interesting article.
How interesting.
Let me give you... Well, I want to lead into it a little bit. Okay. So a friend of mine, Nicole, right?
Okay.
Her and her daughter and nieces and her sister all went to New York.
Okay.
This past week.
Right on.
And if you listen to the show, you remember this was the friend that I was supposed to go to Tennessee with for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. So Nikki and they all go to... So I guess they have a design studio in New York that you can design your own Nikes.
Really?
Yeah. So you take a pure... Yeah, you take...
Like anybody could do this?
Yeah. You pay, but... You do anything.
That's cool, though.
So, yeah, they take the soles out, or not the soles, but the padding, all that, and then they design them. So they designed these Nikes, and it was dope because I guess they went and bought purses the day before, and then they made the purse match, the shoes match the purse with the colors, and cut. It was pretty sweet.
That's pretty cool.
So if I ever go to New York, I want to go and do that.
With a purse?
No. Fanny pack. It's called a...
Fanny pack. A satchel.
It's called a satchel.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah. I want to go to Caesar's Palace and talk to Caesar.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So, it's crazy how you can customize almost anything these days.
I didn't know you could do that.
Me neither. I saw it and I was like, that's pretty sweet, dude.
I know about Build-A-Bear. That's pretty much as much customizing I know about.
And again, that was brought up because probably Valentine's Day.
Jesus, we're back to Valentine's Day.
We are full circle.
This is true.
We might not be put together completely, but in the end, we make a full
circle.
So anyways, as my, well, different demographic, but my buddy would say, only specific insert ethnic group, but only one.
Where are you? Dude.
All right.
Okay, so your friends are in New York.
Yeah. So they got that. So what I'm saying is you can customize anything.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. So what Mercedes did was they came up with a great idea.
People can customize a Mercedes?
No, you can buy a bag that's been run over by a car.
What do you mean?
You think I'm joking?
What do you mean?
Yeah, well, why not?
Buy a bag that's been run over by a car?
Why not?
That sounds absolutely ridiculous.
Listen, for most people, and I'm going to tell you right now.
Is it full of gold?
I found out there's a new bag because me and my wife were watching the show last night, and there's like a break-in or bracken or kraken. There's some sort of bag. Right. First, I thought that like Coach was expensive, and then you hear about the price of like a Louis Vuitton.
Prada.
Right. Prada. You hear about those. And then the Chanel bag was the one that like she took our entire tax refund one year and got. You
gotcha.
Know, and I didn't know about it, but she goes, check this out. And I go, well, how much was that? She goes, well,
a lot. Don't ask.
It's like $1,600. And I go,
good God.
You know what I mean? But this one, this bracken breaking or whatever, we're watching a show last night, and I'm not kidding you. She goes, oh, God, yes. I go, well, what do you mean? She goes, do you know how much those cost? And I, you know, immediately I grab my phone and I look it up. I didn't have to look it up because they were selling it. So
we're talking about the ran over bag?
No. This is leading up to that.
Okay, it's just very interesting. So how much?
$30,000.
For what?
A purse.
That's stupid.
So... Anyways, because at that point, I guess I also learned this. A, they don't call it a purse. At that point, they're called a bag. So let's back fee full circle. Mercedes came out with a bag. And when you own a bag, especially those branded by signatures, it's an added task in life. I mean, these women are actually like I collect sports cards.
Yeah.
These women collect bags. Okay.
God, dude.
Yeah.
30 grand.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, this one, you know, like a normal one, a normal bag, you'd want to, like, take care of it, right? You're going to shield it from the sun, dirt, coffee.
Right, absolutely.
Or even, like, I don't know, tire burnouts. Especially tire burnouts. You're not going to put a $30,000 bag on the ground and tear it up with the tire.
No, I wouldn't have a $30,000 bag in the first place.
Well, I mean, unless you're Mercedes-Benz, because they had a different idea, okay? They came up with this product line or, you know, lineup called Destroy versus Beauty.
Okay.
And so what they did is they purposely ran over pieces of fabric over and over again, and then they're going to use that eventually in the making of the bags. So I'm thinking they're calling that, I don't know, reverse engineering.
Custom?
Reverse engineering.
So all I got to do is like run over some fabric a billion times and then make a purse out of it and sell it for $30,000 and call it Mercedes?
Well, I don't know. I didn't look at the price tag for the Mercedes that bag that's been ran over. I it looks pretty, you know, at first it looked kind of weird and I thought about it and then I looked at it, but they're not stopping at the purses because why would they, right?
So being ran over a billion times, it looks pretty good for a purse.
Well, if you had a tire mark like screeching down, say like the cover of my laptop,
uh-huh,
and it was a fat 28 inch
mark
tire going all the way through, and it was of my car, maybe, I don't know, because they're doing it on wallets, the what they're calling the weekender, which is like your big like shoulder Yeti that you would take on a golf course.
What it sounds like is somebody dropped a purse, got the son of a gun ran over, and then thought, ooh, let's make this a $30,000 purse.
And you know what?
Talk to Mercedes.
They're sitting on a pool somewhere. And
right?
God bless.
That is so. Hey, don't go throw your hat in the street, man. Go run it over. And let's go talk to a Bentley. Why not? Bentley hats. It's the same thing.
Just somebody sitting by a pool because they ran it over. Anyways.
Yeah.
So you want to take your car out on the road and you're worried about the busy streets and the rocks. Debris, say, from bird droppings, which has acid in it. What else is there? There's water spots. So you got your nice brand new car, and it's out on the road. What are you going to do?
I don't know, but my exhaust tip peeled. It is rusted, bro.
Is it aluminum or metal?
Dude, it should be.
Metal, aluminum.
It should be stainless steel, but it's coated black, so I'm not sure if it's just the coating, but... Dude, the black is off, and there is rust on it.
That brings us into, what's up with that?
Dude, I'm saying, I just saw it, I'm like,
what's up with
what is going on, dude?
Okay. All right, let's talk about it.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just saw it last week, and I'm like, what's up with that? Exactly.
Right? Okay, cool. So we'll go ahead and push off what I was going to say into next segment.
Thank you, Randy.
But yeah, let's get on to what's up with that segment.
Dude, I have no idea.
Okay, so here's a few things. First of all, you don't have one of those ridiculous tailpipes that like a college girl can stick her head inside of, right? It's not like
No. You could a baby's head could fit.
Okay, so you do
not a college.
Like, probably what is it, 8 inches, 10 inches?
I think it's a 6 or 7. I think it's 7.
All right, so it's a small one.
Yeah, just
just the tip.
You know what I mean?
So. All right, did you buy it black from the factory?
I bought it from the shop who put on my exhaust.
Okay, where is that shop?
It's down in Pueblo.
All right, perfect. So this is going to be a really easy fix.
Okay.
I would recommend this to any of my customers. Go back to the shop that you bought it from.
Okay.
And ask them,
What's up with that?
No, so if it's plasti dipped, right, which is...
It's not.
Well, I was going to say, which I don't think it could be because the tailpipe's going to get warm.
Get hot, yeah.
Right? Powder coated?
Well, I mean, I've had it for 2 years, and I'm guessing with all the snow and the gravel and stuff, whatever they put down, I mean, it's right behind the tire. So everything's just kicking right up in that one spot, and that's the one spot that's chipped away and rusted.
Well, I would... So if... Okay, moving forward, after you go back down to Pueblo, and you ask them what's going on with the tailpipe,
yeah,
you should take it to my shop and get a ceramic coating put on it, because it will stand temperatures up to, what was it, 1,800 degrees?
So I'm going to go buy a new tip for the exhaust.
I don't know what you're going to do.
Well, I'm just saying I'm going to do that.
The shop is going to do something.
Well, I hope they reimburse. That'd be great. But if they don't, either way, I'm going to come to you with the brand new one, and you're telling me you can coat it?
Yeah, we'll put a ceramic coating on there. Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
No, yeah.
Dude, that's cool. That's dope, man.
I know. Well, if you haven't been to my shop, then you wouldn't know.
I've been there. I just didn't know. Dude, I'm learning new things every day. Every day.
You act like you've been there before, dude. I mean, come on. You know you've listened to
I have never
time and time again. And it seems like, well, you know what it is? Which is good. This is why I like having a guy with an old Chevy.
All right.
Because things keep breaking down, and you keep bringing it in. And so we sometimes don't get across that bridge till you keep going over and down with a broken down Chevy.
My truck is not broken down. It's not a Chevy, and it's not that old. It's just the tailpipe.
It's just the, see, it works out better if Ashley's here. It's just the tip,
just
right?
Just the tip. Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't work the same.
No, it doesn't.
No, really. But seriously, it's just probably, like you said, it's probably a rock chip.
Now, yours is what? It's like silver, what, chrome or stainless steel, the tip on your exhaust?
Mine is chrome, yeah.
Okay, and yours hasn't, I haven't seen it, had any issues.
Well, no.
Is it because mine is coated black? And maybe it was cheaply done. I don't know.
Well, yeah, because I don't know where to harvest black metal.
You can't. You have to add it on, right?
At some point, you're going to have like paint or powder coating.
Okay.
So that's what I mean. If you take it back to the shop that you got it from, then you can find out what warranty they may or may not have on that.
Okay. Okay.
Because if like, you know, for instance, we do powder coating, right? And we have a 3-year warranty on our powder coating.
Okay.
Which means that you would fall into that category.
I would. Yeah, I've only had it for a couple of years.
Right. And so, you know what I mean? And that's why I'm like, I can't answer. I don't know what they put on it. I don't know what they've done. It'd be...
Well, I'll give them a call instead of driving all the way down there because I kind of already have an idea of how it's going to go. Oh, sorry for your loss. You went on, Brian, buy a new one? Because I don't take them as the kind to... Not trying to judge them. Well, I am judging them, actually. I don't think they'll replace it.
Well, just make sure when you hold a finger out, there's 3 more pointing back at you.
You got it, dude.
Yeah, and that being said, you're listening to The Finish Line. You're listening to The Finish Line presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with 365 Grant and his property, sponsored by American Battery, PPIRs, and Havana Grill.
Welcome back.
It's The Finish Line.
Was that all right?
It's Matt
and Randy.
All right. Now you can ride home and...
What do you mean? That was... Come on.
Ma. You gotta download it.
Dude, that was a good... I think it was all right. That was a good opening.
Okay.
Cool. I didn't have your... voice.
Oh, but you didn't smoke 7 cigarettes before you got here.
You know what I mean? I made it happen.
I got you.
So what's next, bro?
I think right now this is our home stretch. Let's do the that little rapid fire.
Okay.
Because you know I'm gonna jump off topic anyways, and I'm gonna run way out in left field. And
buddy,
you have to
if
bring
you
didn't,
I would think something was wrong with you.
And then go forward and back and all over. So, okay, so Ashley, I think it was Ashley was talking about how she went on a road trip, and she was like, oh, yeah, our kids are starting to guess cars.
Oh, yes, they play that game.
We used to play games in cars, like the alphabet game on license plates. You ever play that?
No, I used to play Slug Bug. Whenever we see a Volkswagen, you smack the heck out of somebody's shoulder.
Yeah, but that gets out of control.
I know, it only lasted for about 5 minutes, and then we got tattled on by the other sibling.
Then that's see, you want to know where bullying came from? That's where.
So no, I've never played
that's
the alphabet game.
And it's not really a bully. You know, it came from.
It was a game.
You want to run your mouth? What do they say? Snitches get stitches.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, you're gonna rat me out. I'm gonna punch you.
Yeah, you're gonna tell me again. We'll make it hurt worse next time.
We had non-violence. I wish Aussie was here. My dog does not like violence. You slap anybody, he's gonna go after the aggressor.
That's true.
So, we're going to do this. This is going to be, it's kind of like a rapid fire. Not really. We're not going to go like all fast because it's going to be fun, a little bit of it. So, what you're going to do, all right, so we got a series of questions. These are fun questions. It's like the license plate game when you're playing like A, B, C, D, E, F. What I mean by fun is not everybody knows when you're driving around and you see a car and it goes like SL, right? Or XLT, right? Or, you know, AMG, something like that. There's going to be acronyms for cars. There's going to be... You know, stuff like that. So I've compiled some questions for you, Matt.
I love it.
I mean, you know how to read. There's no pictures. I'm sorry.
I was edumacated one time.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's up?
Are we starting with the top one?
We'll start with the top one. Okay. But don't worry about the tempo part.
I'm just going to, man. What does GL stand for?
Good luck.
Good.
Uh-oh.
Negative, sir. Negative.
I thought we were talking emojis.
No.
Short text for phones.
No. GL stands for Grand Luxury.
So then what would happen if you put an S at the end? GLS.
It just adds a sport. Grand Luxury Sport.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it goes more vroom.
So you see like that would be on the end of a, now we're going to do another side game.
Ooh.
What kind of car would have a GLS on the end of it?
Let's see. Jetta?
It rhymes with Nissan.
Oh, a Nissan.
Yeah,
hey!
There you go.
Sorry, it wasn't in my my words here. I didn't know we were going off page.
But now not in every instance does the GL stand for Grand Luxury. Because in a Jetta...
In a Jetta, it stands for Grand Luxury Edition.
If there's an E.
Edition.
Yeah. So, all right. Next question.
All right. So what does G35 stand for on a car?
First of all, let me rebound the question on what kind of car would be a G35. Don't look down at your paper. Look at me.
Okay.
What kind of car would it be a G35?
Nissan Skyline?
Nah.
Is that not a G35?
No, it'd be Infiniti.
No.
Yeah?
A Nissan Skyline or Skyline? Isn't that a G35? Or what is it?
Yeah, you're right on that.
Am I right?
Yeah, but see.
Try to confuse me, dang it.
Well, I'm not, but because.
Go ahead, add in.
No, well, we're talking about it. So Nissan, well, first of all, Nissan and Infiniti are the same manufacturer.
Oh, that's true.
So we're both right.
I like it.
And we're both wrong.
I'm okay with this.
Okay. It's not the other.
Shwing.
Shwing. All right. So the G doesn't represent anything in that acronym right there.
No.
What they're talking about is a 3.5 liter. So if it was like a G37 coupe, the G means nothing.
So it'd be a 3.7
liter. But it would
be
a 3.7 liter engine.
So, so a Q40
would be a 4.0. You're catching on.
I'm getting there.
Jeez Louise.
The wheels are turning.
You know, out of like 19 weeks, if this is the only thing that anybody gets, they're going to know the rest of their life how to break down these little acronyms on cars. Pretty cool.
That's why we're here.
So then that brings us to like a BMW, right?
Yes.
So
what do the numbers stand for on the BMW, sir?
Well, the higher the serial or the higher the series, then it's the higher the value and basically more gadgets.
And more expensive.
Right. So if you have like a, I forget the new one of the, what is it, an i30 BMW?
The i30.
Well, I know that they have, so if you have a 3 Series, the ones that I know, like 325. So it's a 3 Series.
Right.
Right. So it's like, the i3 is what I was thinking. So the i3 is going to be their bottom line Honda Civic model.
Right.
It's that small little...
I got you. The so base, then, anybody can afford it, go have fun.
Right. So then if you're like, oh, I got a 325. So you have a 3 Series, which is like, you know, pretty much their base model.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
With a 2.5 liter. Or if you, I have a 350.
Which is just a standard car, man. It's just your average Joe, no bells and whistles.
What are you talking about? It's got that BMW patch on it.
It's just a name.
It's a patch, and it's, you know.
It may be a little bit more luxurious than, let's say, just a Honda, you know, not to down them, but it's still, it's just, there's not a lot of power. It's just the basic car with the BMW patch, man, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But, I mean, you're buying the name.
Well, see, so that's a you were talking about a 325i. Now, when you switch over to, okay, I'm really getting off
topic.
Like a M series.
Now you're talking.
I know, I totally got off subject, sort of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you can go with the M3 series or the M5 or the M7. And you know, they're a lot more expensive than the I series.
Well, you know, you're 100% right.
Oh, I know. That's why I said it.
But, and then the higher the number you go, though, so that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like 435, 430, right? And then you get into, like, the 7 series. And then if you're really a boss and a baller, then you get to, like, the 845.
That's true, because even a 7 series on the I, like a 7, what is it, 738i or whatever, you know what I mean? That would be way more expensive than the M3 series. Even though the M series is a more, I think, a sportier, you know what I mean, line. Yeah, 7 Series is still a lot more expensive.
Well, of course, because the M, when you do the M Series, it stands for motorsport.
Or Matt. Sorry.
So okay, I got you. Okay, yeah. The BMW Matt Series.
The BMW.
No, but the M and the M Series stands for motorsports.
Okay,
and
I didn't know that.
It was a racing program that BMW partnered up with back in the 60s.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people who own them that didn't know that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done that.
No.
Not even.
So let's
What about SS on a car, bro?
A super sport.
You could have taken time to think about it.
Well, I mean, come on, dude. That's like one of the most iconic cars that you get.
Okay, what about
67 Camaro SS?
What about RS?
Rally sport.
Very good. Gosh,
dude, I'm not even looking at my notes anymore. I'm like,
no, I just came up with that one.
I'm like, you want to start going rapid fire or rally series? I don't want to get
No,
anybody,
I think it's rally sport.
It's rally sport or rally series.
You know what?
Because I don't want anybody to like hit us up on I mean, not that we have that much traffic on
it
our
was
Facebook
series,
page.
Not sport.
Yeah. No, you don't know what to talk about, man. It's not rally series. It's rally sport. If you don't believe me, come in my mom's basement. We're playing like Gran Turismo later.
Dude, that was such a good impersonation of whoever the heck you're talking about.
I'm just the kid on the couch that says it's not rally series, it's rally sport.
With like big old glasses and like black rims.
And then listen, don't talk about me
Are
like
you Bobby
that.
Boucher? You're Bobby Boucher, aren't you? You're the water boy.
Some good
okay,
quality
so,
H2O.
on to the next one. DTI.
Yeah. Do not interrupt. Oh, wait. Down to interrupt.
Sorry, I was trying to.
Well, it's kind of crazy because I think a misconception that when people see DTI typically on the ends of like a Volkswagen,
yes,
they think that it's like it's diesel turbo injected. And I'm sure there could be an acronym for that.
For the injected part?
Yeah, but it's really diesel turbo intercooled.
Yeah, intercooled.
But, you know, I mean, there's so many people that, you know what I mean, that just don't know. And there could be dual meanings for it.
Know what I mean?
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? What's up? What's next? Come
okay,
on.
Okay, so what does the SMART in smart car stand for?
Easy.
Oh, go ahead. Don't look at your notes.
Swatch Mercedes Art. S-M-A-R-T. Art.
There's no way in the world you pull that out of your rear without looking at notes.
Bull crap. Because I know this. Yes, because A, it was designed by Mercedes and all the safety features in it. And those little cars. So you remember when I don't know if I'm trying to think if I ever did it. No, I'm not dumb enough to do it. So you know when you go to the, you know when you go to the fairs and they put you in those little
baskets,
spheres, those baskets, and then they pull you back like you're on a
baskets of hell, the ones that throw you.
Yep, you're on like a on a rubber band inside of a ball.
Here comes the side effects.
So those smart cars are actually little spheres, and they are caged in like a rally car, so they are actually super safe. Imagine this. Imagine you're in a car accident. No. So say someone hits you in that little smart car.
Yeah.
You're gonna roll around like one of those little bubble balls that kids roll around in.
And that's safe.
It's safe, dude.
Safer, maybe.
Safer than a Jeep.
Yeah,
Wrangler.
Getting thrown out.
Well, no, Wranglers are one of the worst crash tests on the market. They have no crumple points. That Mercedes, you're in a box.
Are we talking like Volvo? And I'm getting off this real quick.
We ain't got time for all that.
Dang it.
Dude.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to go to the next question.
You don't have time for that either.
Well, until next time.
Yeah, as I say, we're running up on time constraints. So
all right, got you.
We're going to get back into this conversation when we get back. And you're listening to The Finish Line, KRDO, 105.5 and 92.5 FM. Presented by Randy Martinez with In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with 365 Grand and his properties. We have Steve on board with American Battery, Pikes Peak International, and Havana Grill. Those are our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
The low rider drives a little slower. Low rider is a real goer.
Welcome back.
God.
It's The Finish Line.
That's what you get, folks.
Oh, man, we're missing Ashley today.
Yeah, we are.
I'd rather not be with her. That's what happens when you have sniffly, sneezy snots running around.
You've been sneezing all day.
Yeah, but look at me. I'm fine now. Look at me now.
Define fine.
Look at me now.
Oh.
Look at me now.
Oh.
Yeah. God bless her, and I hope her kids are doing well, and hopefully we'll be able to see her with us next week.
Absolutely.
And, not to call you out, you're going to be here next week, right, Matt?
Yes, sir. I will be here.
All right. Just making sure. Get on over to American Battery. You guys looking for any new batteries on your car? It's the wintertime, I'm sure. You got dead cells. You got, you know, snowmobiles, you got snowblowers. Let's go ahead and get those batteries swapped out. I got money, 10%. Actually, no. Yeah, 10% off any new battery by going over to American-Battery.com or give them a call at 719-578-9121. We talked about
what certain
Mercedes
acronyms.
Running over the purses, wallets.
What little symbols stand for on the back of cars, you know, DCI, SS.
Do you know what FF stands for?
FF?
Yeah. It's old school. It's going to take it back a little bit.
Fast Furious.
Well, they're on their like 12th, 15th, 18th Fast and Furious, but no.
I think they're actually on number 9.
The first F is for front engine. The second F is for
fuel.
Yeah.
Front fuel.
No, no, no. The first F is for the front engine, and then the second F is for, come on, Matt, front wheel drive.
I knew that.
No, you didn't. And we don't even see cars around anymore that have FF.
That's true.
So you got your new car. You're driving around. You're on these busy streets. It's a winter time. Everybody's got the same problem. It snows, and then they drop down some of those pebbles. The rocks, the mag chloride.
Yeah, man, it sucks.
If you got a low profile vehicle,
you're screwed.
Or even your truck, for that matter.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's gonna pit up with all the rocks.
Yes, it is.
So what do you do?
Drive slow.
No way, I speed up. But you stop into In-N-Out Auto Salon and we hook you up with a clear bra.
Oh, there we go.
That's what happens. You go to the dealership, you buy a car, they try to charge you outrageously. Let me tell you something.
Tell me something. Little something.
You go buy a car, okay? Say, let's just take a low profile. I'm going to get a little,
Hyundai.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we were talking about them the other day, the Supras, right? I'm going to go to Toyota.
Oh, yeah, do a nice Supra. One. That's true.
I'm at the finance desk.
Okay.
Hey, Matt, what a beautiful Supra that you have right there.
Yeah, it is pretty nice.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I haven't had them in about 15, 20 years.
I know.
We're going to go ahead and, this clear bra that we have right here, it's a good deal for you, Matt.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Is it going to protect the front of my car?
It is.
Wow.
Guess what?
What?
You're not even going to have to pay for it today.
No way.
No, we're going to wrap it into this deal for you.
No way.
That's right.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's only like $1,200, but don't worry about it because we're going
to... Wait, what?
Don't worry about it. You're not paying anything today. Look at this car. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, we're going to protect
true.
It, right?
Okay, $1,200. Who cares?
You're not coming out of pocket today, Matt.
Oh, perfect.
No, just over the course of the next 5 years, we're going to wrap it into this loan. It's going to cost you about $4,000.
I don't think I like that.
Well, that's what happens.
What's the better way?
Well, I'm just saying, that's exactly how it happens.
I believe you.
You sit there and you're wrapped up in the emotions at the dealership, and they're going to slap on this clear bra, and nothing out of pocket today sounds great for $1,200.
Yeah, I don't think so, because it's going to last for the lifetime of your loan.
Yeah, so it literally, and I don't want to say literally, first of all, I hate that word, but...
You just said it like three times.
Literally?
Literally.
You said it three times. Literally.
Literally.
So that's what happens, guys, when you're at the dealership. You're wrapped up in emotions. They want to throw out this clear bra or ceramic coating. They tie it into the lump of the loan. Nothing out of pocket. You want to know why rich people are rich?
Can I guess?
Yeah, because they don't do $1,200 clear bras and finance it over 5 years and pay $4,000.
Okay, I had one word for it, but yeah, we'll go with that. I was going to say greedy.
What's wrong with greed?
Nothing. That's how you stay rich.
No, it's not. There's nothing that says greedy people are rich.
No, but rich people tend to be greedy so they can keep their money.
No, people with wealth tend to, and I'm going to change the terminology. I think people with wealth are a little bit more conscious of the way that they spend their money. So as my brother-in-law has put it to me once, okay, I've been a business owner for upwards of 20 years. He's worked at Caltrans, California Transportation. Yep. Oh, for the people not.
I know what Caltrans is.
Well, me too.
But, it's like CDOT here, guys.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, you know, he's worked there for many, 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 many years. His dad's retired from Caltrans many, 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 many
years. So many years.
I know for a fact, because it's public record, what he makes. And I know that I make far more than he does. However, what he has taught me and has humbled me down to, it's not about what you make, it matters what you save.
Which save.
So, if you're going to go and tie in a $1,200 clear bra into a car over 5 years and pay $4,000 more than you should...
That is not saving.
No. Do you ever wonder why you can go buy like maybe a quart of milk for like $1.99, but you get a gallon for $2.99? A quart of milk for $1.99.
Okay.
Four quarts make a gallon.
Right.
A gallon is $2.99.
Interesting.
Two, four, six, eight. You're paying $8 a gallon.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Stop in at In-N-Out Auto Salon. We'll look at your car. We'll give you a fair value or, you know, a fair price on your clear bra. And there's really even something cooler than that.
What's that?
We do 0% for 6 months.
There you go.
So it's like, if you can do it and get it done in 6 months,
same
we'll
as cash.
You. Yeah. That goes along with your ceramic coatings, too. I have relatives in the automotive business, and they talk about all the time the dealership they're at. They do ceramic coatings, but guess what? They bring their vehicles to us. We have a superior product.
This is true.
So if you want to get your car ceramic coated, window tint, clear bra, rim repair, detailing, interior, exterior. Ooh, we had a big old semi. We had two semis in the same day.
Good God.
Oh, it was awesome.
Was it?
Sort of. We got to get on ladders and stuff.
Yeah, dude, that thing's tall.
Well, yeah, and they're long.
Tall. They're big.
Because I think, yep, we were able to fit the entire 53-foot trailer inside my shop with a...
Attached to a truck?
Attached to a truck.
Wow. It fit with both doors closed.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Was there any extra, was there any room?
Of course there's room.
Like, otherwise, you know, to fit in between the front or the back of it, or was that pretty much the space?
I mean, we had about 4 feet on the back. Maybe
okay, so you could walk around it.
Yeah, fully. I mean,
that's still dope, though. You got a big enough shop.
Well, yeah. We're not doing small-time stuff here at In-N-Out.
Apparently not. You're pulling in a big rig.
Yeah, but, dude, the cleanup on that is horrible. I got to double the price.
You haven't been asking too much, have you?
Well, no. And then it's interesting. I actually, when we leave here today, I want to go drive by another spot because they've been closed for, like, a couple of weeks. And if that's the case, you know, this particular place is the only other place in town for hand car washing.
Really?
And we're seeing an influx of business. So I got to go double check to make sure. Because we do hand car washing, guys. Matt, you know that. You brought your truck in. So we do a hand wash, hand dry. We blow out all your water pockets. We hit the side mirrors, the handles, anywhere that's going to have water trickle down when you're done. We do hand washing.
You are literally.
One more time, Mark.
Literally.
Yeah, 5 times.
You guys literally are the only shop that I take my truck to get it washed. Unless I'm just trying to hose it off real quick to get all the snow stuff off, just like real quick. You are the only place I bring my truck to get it washed.
Hey, we're the only hand wash in town that can take a person's truck like your size that I know of. I mean, well, I guess the other one, they can pull you around back and stuff and they can use those.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But at least ours. And then on your regular cars, I know that they run it through a conveyor belt where we don't.
Correct.
So if you have wide tires, so you know what I mean? The Corvettes, they won't fit in that hand wash place.
Yeah. At Randy's.
Low profile vehicles that you're doing, the Porsches.
You can't do it.
Can't do it. The Lambos, you can't do.
It'll rub.
Which I can't wait for summertime to start seeing some of those.
Yeah, you guys could take what as wide, as low, as high as you want. Bring it, whatever you got, bring it.
Come on, man. I told you, if it rolls, floats, or flies, we're your guys.
That's it.
I don't know. I'm going to do
it. I like it. We're your guys.
Rolls, floats, or flies, we're your guys. All right, real quick. We got about 20 seconds. Do you know how the BMW, you know what the BMW logo was inspired from, Matt?
Tell me. Go.
It is...
Drum roll, please.
Rotating aircraft propeller, believe it or not. The white and blue checker box were supposed to be a stylized representation of a white and silver propeller blade spinning against the clear blue sky.
I did not know that.
It just was ironic that it was the colors of the Bavarian flag, but yeah.
Well, until next time.
That's your tit for tat. Anyways, guys, we're wrapping up here on the finish line. It's me, Ashley, and Matt, the Ram team, and it's presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with 365 Grand. It's property sponsored by Havana Grill, American Battery, Pikes Peak International Raceway, and we are out of here.
Catch you later.
You've been listening to The Finish Line with Randy and Ashley, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. The Finish Line is sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs, 365 Grand Club and Properties, and the American Battery Corporation. Join Randy Martinez and Ashley Ginto Wednesdays at 7 p.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.